Community Connections. CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections. CKMS.
Happy Monday, Waterloo Region. You're listening to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today we have in the studio Dave from Loontown, and we'll be chatting with him in just a little bit. For now, we're going to be listening to Nomenclature from their album Slow Space.
Sad wet eyes. Reach out to hold you, but you pulled away. You wanted something different, but you wouldn't say.
Tell me what you need, and we'll be just fine. We can have it all, but I can't.
Loontown from the new album Slow Space called Nomenclature. My name is Bob Jonkman. You're listening to CKMS Community Connections here on CKMS 102.7. Honored to have in the studio today Dave.
Thanks
from
for having
Loontown.
Me. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Traveled a bit to get here today, didn't you?
I didn't travel too much. I'm from Kitchener, so I had a very short drive on my way here, but yeah, I was at Pearson Airport late last night picking up bandmates and
who were traveling in for a while.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
So introduce your bandmates. Who's coming in and who's coming in from where?
Danielle Savage is coming in from Penticton, BC, and she plays guitar, and bass on a couple of tracks. And Nick Hyatt lives in Whitehorse. And Nick and I went to school in Western, actually, for music. And Nick and I have been collaborating for a long time. Yeah, so that's who's here today. And then so tonight we're going to be joined by Millie Hong coming in from Montreal.
Wow. Yeah. Scattered all over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you're scattered all over, how do you manage to have a band?
Yes, the perennial question, or the million-dollar question. We met in Montreal, and that's how we came to be. And then before the pandemic, we all moved to different places. But we got a grant with a previous band that Millie, Nick, and I were in called Future States. And so we had this money to write music, and so we did, and we invited Danielle on the show, or onto the recording project, and it was a really natural fit. So we were just really motivated by that chemistry, I guess, and we figured it out. We just we found software that we could use. We use Ableton to write tracks or okay. send demos back and there forth. And that's how we do it. Then we get together to kind of flesh ideas out more in person and then record them.
Then you get together by flying across the country to
that's
do
right.
performances.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, this mic is a bit hot or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's the mic. I think it's okay. something else in here someplace. So yeah. You may have to switch mics
sure.
In a bit.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your band, and you've flown in, obviously, for a performance.
Yep.
And that's happening when and where?
So we have a set of shows coming up this week. On Thursday, we're in Toronto at the Cameron House. And on Friday, we're here in this very building, in fact, at Sephora Katana's studios. So she's on the second floor. This is, what is it, 280?
Yeah, 283 Duke Street, West in Kitchener. It's the Beamer Box building.
Right. Yeah. Yep, so we're playing upstairs. And on Saturday, we're heading to Ottawa to play at Happy Goat Cafe, the Laurel Street location. And then on Sunday, we're headed to Montreal to play at one of our favorite places, Casa del Popolo. So, yeah.
And then everybody scatters back across the country.
Then Millie is, I think, joining another project and going on tour with them, Pony Girl. You should check them out as well. We are doing a little more playing and writing together, and then playing a show in Sarnia on the 19th, and then everybody flies home. And then I follow them to BC, and we play a few shows out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And this is your first tour in years.
That's right. Yeah.
Because pandemic.
Yes, yeah. Because pandemic. Yeah. It's definitely feels a little bit nerve-wracking to be back on doing live performance, but we're very excited. It's been sorely missed for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a new album coming out as well. And I guess that's what the tour is for, is to
that's
promote
right.
the new album, which we have just received as files for a digital library this morning. So unfortunately, I can't play you many of the tunes from there, but Nomenclature was from there.
That's right. Yeah. We released four singles already, and those are probably the ones you have.
Yeah.
And actually, the full album dropped on November 4th, so that's accessible online. Yeah.
All right. So we will access that, stick it in our library, and play lots of those things. And I think I'm going to play one of those now. Retrospective, you think that's a good one to
go? I'm going to play that one later live.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
We can do some musicology and comparative analysis of this.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Let's compare the original and the live version.
Okay. So here's Retrospective from Loontown, starring Dave.
In the town where you fell into that existential hole, now shackled to the stone of man,
coming home feels like drawing in the sand as the tide rises, and mirrors only show you the smoke. Inhale while you're stuck in.
Retrospective. I enjoy that. It's listed in our digital library as synth pop.
Nice.
Is that approximately correct?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough record actually to put into a genre category. There's a lot of different genres represented, so I understand the struggle. I think we qualify or we see ourselves as edging towards synth pop primarily because there's synth in almost every track, and it's not, I think synth rock would imply something a little heavier, and so we yeah.
Because the first album, Exit Strategy, is listed here as synth rock, and in fact, psych synth rock.
Okay, yeah, so that's probably more accurate. The previous project that Nick and Millie and I were in was called Future States, and that was a band that was pretty solidly in the psych rock genre. And so because there was some sort of overlap between that band and this band, I think that record is a little more in that genre.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot more guitar, heavy guitars, and like kind of I don't know how to describe, a little busier drum beats maybe. Okay. And yeah.
Okay. So you've got on stage for your live performances.
Yeah.
You must have a synth.
Yeah.
Guitar, bass, drums.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good traditional setup.
Exactly. So. It's a winning formula.
Yeah. And you've got an acoustic guitar here, which
yes,
somehow doesn't quite seem to fit the genre.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I think that's kind of the magic of songwriting, is that you write something on And you don't have a full band often. I mean, especially in this case, we didn't have a full band all the time. In future states, we would rehearse weekly. And so it was easier to kind of write for the band. Because of the nature of this project, we had to kind of write on our own and send things back and forth. So we really had to focus on just the kind of core elements of the song, which I think the piano or the guitar lends itself really well to. And so I wrote a lot of the songs on this record, or the parts of the songs that I wrote on this record on this guitar.
On that guitar there.
And a unique feature of our band is that a lot of us are songwriters. So Nick and Danny and I all write songs. And we kind of made it a goal for this project to try collective songwriting. So sending things back and forth and not being afraid to let people go wild with our ideas. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're composing on guitar.
For the most part, yeah. I studied piano, and so sometimes I gravitate to the piano to figure out harmonies and things like that. The guitar I think maybe it's very visual for me playing guitar, and I think I find it easier to experiment and find interesting chords.
Really?
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
As opposed to on the piano, you really have to pick every note, but sometimes you accidentally play a note on the guitar, or there's an open string or something, and you're like, oh, I like the sound of that. So,
So composing is sometimes accidental.
I would say, for me anyways, it's almost always accidental to some degree.
Right. So not being a musician, I thought this was a very deliberative process.
Yeah.
Years of study.
I mean, the study is exposure to what's possible and developing your ear maybe. But I think the way that I compose anyways, it's not very calculated. It's kind of, it leaves a lot to chance and a lot to kind of, I like improvising a lot. So, yeah, I'm not sitting in my room composing an entire thing in my head and then writing it down.
It's an incremental process.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Think a little bit, write a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then play a little bit on the guitar to make sure that it works out.
Yeah. Or play something. And then when you hear something that you like, make sure you remember it and take a lot of notes and come back to it later.
Yeah. And then when you're introducing it to the band, do you have it all written out for them, you know, note for note?
No, I mean, for the most part, we send audio clips back and forth. Okay. And then if it requires kind of digging deeper into, like, what's actually going on here, then we'll kind of, like, deconstruct what's happening. And if somebody is like, okay, but is this chord or this chord, then we'll kind of set it in stone. But, it's often interesting to just let somebody. I think, actually, one of the songs I'm going to play is called Prairie Desert, and it's from Exit Strategy. Mm-hmm. And Nick came up with the chords for this, and I don't think Nick knew all of the chord. Like, Nick could have sat down and figured out what to call every chord, but I think just playing a series of notes on the piano in a certain order was enough. Like, it's sometimes not necessary to name them. So... and sometimes it's kind of hard to name them. Like, you're playing notes that don't really fit into chords, so you're just playing something that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible. I thought you could only play, you know, the chords that had been approved by the International Music Determination Society.
Well, you will get a fine, but luckily the Jazz Society will have your back. So.
All right. Yeah. And is jazz, is that a direction that...
No. I kid. Okay. I would love to have studied jazz, actually. I think it's... Yeah. I really like...
You mentioned improvisation earlier, right? So it's...
Yeah.
Jazz is you know, half improvisation at least.
Yeah, at least. It's definitely... Improv is something that Nick and I especially really love. And Millie. Millie is a jazz musician by trade, actually. Okay. And it shows. She's really awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what happens now when you're doing the performing? Is there any... improvisation happening there, or is it all as you had practiced it? And
you know, I would love to incorporate some. We'll just have to see how we this tour will be like the first time that we play live as a band ever. So we'll really have to kind of hone and just make some of these decisions as we go.
Even pre-pandemic, you weren't playing together.
No.
Oh,
Nick
man.
And Millie and I have played together, you know, many, many times. But as a four-piece, we've never played together.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I thought that, you know, we're just on hiatus during the last three years.
Yeah. Even, pre-pandemic, we started the band. We actually released Exit Strategy March of 2020. And we were going to go on tour there, and then we didn't go on tour. Oh. And this will be, we're kind of making it up as we go.
Okay. It sounds all very exciting.
It is very exciting. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
You have something for us?
Sure. Maybe I'll play Prairie Deserts, just since I mentioned it, and then maybe I'll play something from the new record. This one's from Exit Strategy.
Dirty hands keep digging, though there's death at the bottom. Hungry eyes can't feed us if there's nothing left to eat. It's getting harder to get out of bed. How can I cure this sense of daily dread? Burning through the Sunday paper with a magnifying glass. Why does the bad news always light up so fast? Sneaking suspicion, I'm jealous of my friends. Look where the time goes, look where the time goes. Burning lips as though we're breaking the silence. Chattering teeth should tell us what the temperature is. In what kind of heaven is that enough? What would we be doing if we couldn't talk? Burning through the Sunday paper with a magnifying glass. Why does the bad news always bite up so fast? Sneaking suspicion, I'm jealous of my friends. Look where the time goes, look where the time goes.
Dave from Loontown, live in the studio on CKMS Community Connections.
Big shout out to Sarah Cave, who's just told me that they're watching now.
So. Oh, ho, ho. Yes. Having a bit of trouble here with cameras and microphones and just technical things.
All good.
But that's what live radio is all about.
That's the live performance aspect.
Yes, absolutely. Sounded very different from the way that it did on the album.
For sure, yeah. There's a lot more. It's funkier on the album.
It's faster, maybe, on the album.
Yeah, maybe. I often have a tendency to play faster live, so maybe that would be an improvement for me, actually. If it was if it was slower,
maybe that's just my perception. You know, I'm a little bit pumped here to have a live performance in the studios.
Yeah.
Interesting guitar you've got there. It's not metal strings, is it?
No, this is a nylon string guitar that was actually gifted to me by my sister-in-law, Annette. And she wasn't playing it and was like, do you want this guitar? I was like, well, yeah, I'll play this guitar. I didn't have a nylon string, so Nylon strings have a much softer sound than steel strings, and it's just easier to play. And I think when you're writing songs on your couch or in your living room, you don't want to have to deal with steel strings all the time and produce so much sound. So maybe that's writing on this. Writing on any instrument definitely influences what you're writing, so it's possible.
It looks like it's a well-loved guitar. It's got
definitely some layout on the fretboard. I'm not sure if I'm responsible for all of that, but definitely a good chunk of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that affect the playing if it starts wearing down?
I like to think that it only improves things.
Okay.
But yeah, I just changed the strings for the first time like last month, and it definitely affected. It sounds better.
good.
Yeah.
Good, because sometimes you build up a sound and you make a change allegedly for the better.
Yes, that
and,
can happen.
If you're not happy with how it comes out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In this case, it was just
good
affecting the brightness, and it's nice to have some brightness.
Yeah. So you said the others are composing as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they compose on guitar or piano or synth?
Danny plays guitar and has played in bands for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Fronted her own band called Danielle Savage and Miscreants or something like that.
Anything with Miscreants in the name is got to be good.
Yeah, for sure. Something like that. Sorry, Danielle, I don't remember. But it'll be a trivia fact on the next quiz. And Nick, I think, primarily composes on keyboards. Okay. And Nick and I both studied piano at university, but Nick is a better pianist than I am. So Nick is better at composing on the and actually plays synth, I think, while we were playing in Future States. Okay. Nick picked up a lot of synth skills. Yeah.
I have to tell you, you're a cohesive band, because I can't tell difference in composition style from one track to the next.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you mix all the colors together, make brown. No. It's been a really fun process to kind of really to let everyone have a voice in every song. And I mm-hmm. think we're just starting to define, what our sound is. And but I think we're onto something. So.
Okay. Will you be doing some group composition work now that you're all together again?
Yeah, for sure. It's a rare occurrence, obviously. Yeah. We don't get together that often. So next week, we're going to be shooting a music video in Montreal and then coming back to Kitchener to do some writing. So.
Music videos, too. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got to do it all at once when you're together. Yeah. So, yeah.
You have a producer for that?
Yes. Kristen. Ooh, Kristen. What is her last name? Again, the trivia quiz. Kristen Brown. I want to say Brown, but that's anyway, I'll look it up. During the next song. Anyway, she's fantastic and has been putting in so many hours and so much work. We're really grateful that she's
Is there any one song that you're going to be putting on the video, or are you just doing a?
We're going to do Silver Flowers actually for the video, and that's exciting. That's on the new record. So you probably don't have that yet. Sadly, you'll just have to wait or go online and check it out. It's one of the more kind of upbeat, I hate that word, but one of the more energetic and complicated arrangements on the album.
Yeah.
So I'm a music teacher actually, and whenever I ask students to describe music, they always say it's upbeat, but it actually usually describes A to Z. Like, it could mean reggae, it could mean like a sad song. Upbeat is a very
what level of music do you teach?
I teach high school. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to St. Mary's folks.
Okay. That's walking distance.
Huh. Almost. Yeah. Well, not so much now, but it used to be downtown. That's right.
St. Mary's. Oh, St. Mary's is way out by...
Block Line.
Block Line now. Okay. I knew that actually, but I still think of St. Mary's as, the
big, old St. Mary's.
The old St. Mary's downtown, like where the community center is now.
Yeah. Legendary.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. So what's it like teaching music? Are you teaching the same things that you're practicing as you're composing and performing?
I do my best. Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely a benefit helps my work a lot, because I think when you're without producing your own music, it's difficult to know what it's like to do it. And sometimes I find when instructors are teaching what they learned in school, it kind of lacks some context, and sometimes it becomes kind of driven by the instructor, and Not that there's anything wrong with that. You can get a lot out of that type of program, but I'm interested in hearing the voice of the students. And so I do my best to kind of impart the compositional wisdom, the idea that, you know, you don't have to wait for me to tell you what to do. You can go for it, like write some songs.
Right. And so it's composition you're teaching, not just performance.
Yeah. I teach actually a course called Music and Computers. We're doing a lot of cool things. We're using Ableton to compose and make beats. Uh-huh. And some people are doing like house music, some electroacoustic sort of stuff and recording. And yeah.
So you've got a recording studio at the school and...
I would love to have a formal recording studio, but we have a computer lab, which has, recording software on it, on all the computers. And so, we're composing. It's primarily composition.
Can't be any messier than the studio in here.
This is a very familiar environment, in fact.
Yeah?
As a result, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Mess is to me, it indicates creativity of some kind. So, yeah.
And have the students put something together that's available for us to put on the air?
Good question. We do have a SoundCloud page, and a number of students have their final compositions are up there. I'll have to send you the link.
Because if any of the students are interested in having their music on the radio,
all right,
send it our way, because we love local talent and local music.
That's great.
That actually goes for anybody out who's out there listening, and you've got some music to share, send it to office@radiowaterloo.ca, and eventually I will dig down to the bottom of my inbox and get to it. I've got a list as long as my arm, and there's a big new music show coming up at some point, because I've got a whole summer's worth of stuff to catch up on.
Excellent. Well, that's really great to hear. I think it's so important that people have an outlet for people to listen to their music that isn't corporate radio. And I think those are few and far between now. So
you've just opened up a whole new channel of music access that I wasn't even thinking of earlier. And there's already so much talent and music being produced here in Kitchener-Waterloo.
There really is. Yeah, I've been impressed.
The townships. We could play probably local music 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, still not repeat ourselves.
Yeah, I would love to see a day where, people know who's playing music in their neighborhood and knows the lyrics to their songs. And, that's a future I want to be a part of for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any one online location that gathers all the local music stuff together.
That would be a great
somebody
project.
Is willing to take on, I think, what is going to be a fair bit of work to do that.
Yeah, there's Radio City or Uptown Radio or something?
Midtown Radio. Friends of ours.
Good.
We're not in competition.
There's more than enough to go around. Yeah.
Well, Kitchener-Waterloo and Cambridge, we're just saturated with radio stations. Really rich in on-air broadcast stuff. I mean, aside from all the commercial stations, we've got CGIQ from Conestoga College, which is their training station, and CKWR, the older sister station to CKMS. They started off as the University of Waterloo campus station way back in the 1970s, and I think we're the very first independent community radio on the air in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What a
FM radio on the air.
Honored I think to there be
some,
here.
Some AM stuff first. CKMS is the offshoot of that. Mm. We used to be affiliated with the University of Waterloo, but parted ways a few years back, and now we're an independent community station. But that's, two on-air broadcast community stations, a campus station from CGIQ, and then Midtown Radio as well. We're just swimming in it. It's wonderful.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Great.
All right. You have time for another one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have time for another one.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell me, but yeah.
Okay, we have time for another one.
I have time, for sure. If you have time, I have time. Let's see. I'll play one that relates to teaching. This one is kind of about... So I taught during the pandemic. I taught drama for the first time ever, and not a spectacular drama person, but grade 9 drama is all about just, not overthinking things, and just... realizing that you can, if you own it, you can look like a fool and people won't judge you forever, and it was a really fun, interesting class to teach. And this song is sort of about that process of getting out of your head a little bit, and maybe being a little overconfident at times. There's a fantastic guitar solo on the record that our producer and engineer encouraged me to record, even though I don't really do guitar solos, but they turned up the gain on this Fender Princeton and turned up the mids and turned down the bass and treble, and it's just a screaming kind of classic electric guitar solo. But from someone who doesn't really do guitar solos, and you can hear that, it makes me laugh every time because it's so ridiculous. But this song is called Old Songs About Important Things.
Sitting in a circle, they're calling out names, illusions of grandeur, fantasies of fame. Oh, how long the list of things that they don't want you to know. Tell me how it feels to star in your own show. You said, I don't need anything. No, I'm even immune to infection. Tell me where to go and I'll take you in another direction. I don't need anyone, but I'm hoping that you won't mention. The best thing to figure out is to pay me no attention. Now you're in the middle, now they're calling you. The thrill of the moment, things like terror too. String of words come out, but none of them are true, you said. Tell me how it feels to be a boogaloo. You said, I don't need anyone, but I'm hoping you won't mention.
This is what happens on live radio. We're going to do this again.
I don't need anything, but I'm immune to infection. I don't need anyone, but I'm hoping that you won't mention. The best way to figure me out is to pay me no attention. One day you will find a way. Form the words your mind won't let you say. A bell will ring, will all we fear, and you will finally admit your greatest fear. And this is what you'll say, oh, and I hope you see right through me, through this terrible facade. I hope you see I'm nervous. I don't want to lose my control, oh, and I hope to God that this won't mean that we're gonna lose the war. You don't wanna lose your crown, but if you keep it, we'll all drown. So won't you please just put it down.
Dave from Loontown. Seems a little bit autobiographical there. It's, the idea of grabbing what you want and, you know, going with it.
Yeah, I guess that's in there for sure. I definitely didn't have myself in mind, but I think it's a theme that kind of everyone can relate to, the idea that, you know, you're kind of operating in the world with a bit of a shell and hoping that people won't see what's actually going on. Maybe acting a little more confident than you feel at times. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fun song. It's very much and the chords are very simple. Like, it kind of is straight to the point.
Yeah, straight to the point. Very good. So, being a teacher in today's environment.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. This is the political segment of CKMS right. Community Connections.
Yes.
What's happening in the world of education today?
Well, kids are not in school today in some school boards, as many of you will know. Yeah, I feel a lot of a lot of things about what's going on right now. It feels really sad that the government is not able to see the humanity of the people that are asking for a raise, and it seems like all they really care about is the dollar value. And
and this isn't the teachers themselves. This is the educational assistants, the janitors, the secretaries, the administrative staff.
Yeah, and I think that also feels hard because as teachers, you expect to be picked on a little bit. Like, you get paid well, and unions over the years have really negotiated hard for a decent salary. But over the years, QP employees haven't had the same deal. And so this feels really like picking on the little guy. Mm-hmm. These aren't people that are millionaires. They're not people that are asking for too much, you know? And so for the government to kind of couch their very reasonable demand or request to be paid a living wage as, you know, a 50% increase, it seems really disingenuous. And it's disappointing. Yeah.
And worse than that, the government has stripped away bargaining rights, right to strike.
Yeah.
And in fact has said that, you know, human rights don't matter here.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's not only are they missing the whole point of bargaining, of collective bargaining, which is that, you know, we balance the needs of the workers with the needs of the state, that now not only that are they missing that point, but they're missing the whole point of democracy, which is that we elect people, they have to kind of protect the rights of people, not overturn the rights.
You would think that the purpose of government is to look after the needs of the citizens.
Well, and that's why it's frustrating, because the government will portray these workers as not the citizens. Like, they're some sort of outside of, they're not the people.
Yeah.
Like, the people are over here, these are not the people.
Othering. They're making them the other.
You know? Exactly.
And divide and conquer, I suppose. But
absolutely.
And sadly, there's a majority in the legislature, so that they can pretty much tromp on anything that they feel like without any opposition being powerful enough to stop them. In Parliament or in the Ontario legislature, anyway.
Yeah, it feels definitely like an abuse of power. Fun fact is that I actually sat on the University Student Council with the Education Minister, Stephen Lecce.
Oh.
And so I was, I at the time knew that he was going to be a career politician for sure.
Like, really?
It was just obvious. And so I'm not surprised that he is where he is. But I think at the time I admired in him the kind of like being careful about spending people's money. Like, because at the time it was about tuition hikes and making sure that the fees that students pay are worthwhile. Like, what are we buying for that money, and is it worthwhile? And I was like, oh yeah, we should think about those things. But it's disappointing to see like that being taken to this extreme.
Yeah. And do you think it'll end well?
I
mean, predicting the future is always hard, especially when it comes to politics.
One thing that I have been surprised by about the government is their ability or their willingness to completely do a 180 on a thing that they've said. So
that is true.
Like in the pandemic, they said, well, we're really hard on this issue. And then when people make noise, it does seem like they're not afraid to just completely go back on that. So I'm really hoping that this is one of those situations.
You know, there's some protests happening here in Waterloo Region today. I saw some online stuff happening.
Yeah.
Today being Monday, the 7th of November. For those people listening in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we should all be out there.
Go out and show your support, your solidarity with the
education
workers. Yeah. And show them that they have the right to exist as citizens and worth a living
decent
wage.
Decent wage.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Have protest music in Loontown?
I don't know if I would call it protest music. I think there needs to be some sort of chantable chorus.
Yes.
If it's to be called protest music. So I wouldn't say that, but I definitely think that it is not. I mean, nothing is apolitical, but certainly we're all politically engaged people in the band. And we comment about the state of the world, and
it's difficult to avoid having feelings about what's going on in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Today, yeah. Especially, yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like it's so overwhelming. It's coming at us from all sides. You know, the environment is being gutted.
Yeah.
Municipal planning plans are being gutted as well.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Like our local, like we're the people who live here, you know?
Yeah.
So it definitely has felt like there's some powerlessness, you know? And this is, I don't know, making music is definitely a way to kind of recapture some of that power and just put something out there that is your own and says at least something that people can hear. Yeah.
Yeah. And then work on a chantable chorus and then...
yeah, then we'll be on the streets in no time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So recap of that, actually. You aren't on the streets, but you are performing locally.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give a quick recap of that again.
Yeah, sure. So on Thursday, we're in Toronto at the Cameron House, the back room, and we're playing with... and in Kitchener, we're playing here in this building, the
283
Duke Street. Yeah. I keep forgetting the address. at Katana Studios upstairs. And we're playing with our good friend Andrew Patton, who's playing as Dangerous Ace. He's got some new tunes coming out. He's from Toronto. And in Kitchener, we're playing with Sam Tudor as well. And we are playing with Gamekeeper in Toronto, who is a friend of Andrew's. So, yeah, it's really nice to get your friends together and play a show. It's going to be a really fun time.
We'll have that on the show notes for today's show.
Yeah.
And then get that out in a day or so.
Awesome.
And then be able to hype it up for the next week.
Yes, absolutely. And check it out. There's a Facebook event and an Eventbrite. If you just Google search Loontown shows or visit our website, thisisloontown.com, you'll see our amazing website, which was put together by Davide DeSaro and our friend Liam Brown. It's a gorgeous piece of work. You should definitely have a look. It's Davide is an Italian animator, and we were like, can you do a small, like make a map for Loontown? And he came back with this, and we were just floored. It's just so gorgeous.
It's an island floating in outer space with, it looks like a head that's submerged in the island with water flowing out as hair, streams going through the island, and it's really very pretty.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, thanks. We're so grateful for him for doing that work. And you can play the whole album on the website if you click around on the icons. So it's a fun way to.
Oh, the icons are music.
Yeah. So.
My goodness! All right.
It's a fun way to.
Okay.
To listen to the
play album. With that a little bit later, because if I start doing that now, you won't hear from me again.
There you go.
Okay, so that's your local music, and then you're going to, out to
Ottawa.
The West Coast again. Ottawa first.
Ottawa, okay. And then Montreal, and then Montreal. We're playing Penticton, Nelson, and Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does the future hold? You've getting together, you've done some songwriting, or you will have done some songwriting at the end of it all.
Yeah.
Brought the band together, you know, get that cohesive thing going.
Yeah.
And is there already new music for the next album after?
There are some sort of things that didn't quite make this record, so we might dust those things off and put them on another album. I'm interested in pursuing or like playing a little bit more as a band. Like I said, my previous band, Future States, got to a point where we would write with, you know, specific sounds in mind that we knew that existed in our band, and we improvised a lot together, and a lot of the music that we wrote started to come from just hearing sounds in the rehearsal room. So I'm hoping that we can do some of that in the future, and there's definitely some things still up our sleeve. I'd like, personally, and this might be a surprise to the band, but I'd like to kind of revisit the sound of Exit Strategy a little more with
Haven't
a full band in mind.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. There's a lot of energy in that album. And I want to bring a fun live show to people. So, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much audience participation do you get in your shows? Or I guess you haven't played together as this particular group. Just find that out.
Yeah. In previous bands, Nick and I have always tried to get people moving for sure, and that's the goal. We were kind of just at the point where people started to know our lyrics, but so I'd like to
get
back to that point.
That's good. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And how about solo work? Have you done any solo performing around the area here?
Yeah, actually, I played a show that I've never done before, which is a improv piano set with Pinch Cabaret, which is an event series run by Ben G. With the names. Really horrible. You'd think I'm a teacher, but anyways. Yeah, Ben runs these amazing cabaret series called Pinch Cabaret, and I performed there. It's out of the Button Factory Lofts. So I did perform there, but I haven't done a lot of solo performing. It's not my favorite way to perform, but I'm trying to get a little more out there, okay. A little more comfortable with that.
Okay. Is there a pickup musician or two that you might want to perform with in the area here?
Absolutely. Actually, I've been playing a little bit with Allison Corbett and her partner, Grady Kaplan. And mm-hmm. Allison has great tunes. So funny. She's from Newfoundland. And I think that sense of humor comes through for sure. It's been really great to play with her and Steve Aylward, who teaches music locally. He's a great drummer. Anyway, those guys are great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it would be Dave's pickup band for Kitchener.
Potentially, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, you've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
You have one more thing to do for us?
Sure. Let me think about that. I'll play a song that is a collaboration. I wrote the kind of the middle part, and Danielle wrote the lyrics to the verse lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And on the record, Danielle and I sing it together. And if you listen on the record, you'll see that there was some disagreement in one of our solution.
Oh.
Our solution to this disagreement was to just sing different lyrics at the same time.
All right. So,
I think it actually enhances the meaning of the lyrics. Like the idea that when somebody says one thing, it can mean multiple things. And anyway, I think it's an interesting song. So it's called Great Sorrows.
Chests. Dave from Loontown, live on CKMS FM Radio Waterloo. That was pretty. I a little choked up there.
Thanks.
You hit me. You hit the fields.
Good. Yeah. There's a hopeful message, I think. But it's been a tough time. I think that we have to recognize that it's not been easy for a lot of people in the last few years. So.
Yeah. So I want to thank you very, very much for coming in. And hopefully the next time we do this, we'll be able to get some of the other band members in as well.
For sure. We'll put them on earlier flights.
Earlier flights. Or there's a Friday afternoon episode as well. So
okay.
We could do it in the afternoon when people have had a chance to consume some coffee.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. Thanks so much for having us.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is brought to you by Radio Waterloo. The executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Associate producers are Jeff Stager, Dylan Bravener, and Steve Todd, who wrote our theme music. I have to get Steve Todd in at some point, too, and talk to him about the music that he's written. Today has been a wonderful day with Dave from Loontown, and there will be performances tonight.
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. So those will all be up on the website, and you can see them there, radiowaterloo.ca/CCC. See you next week. My name is Bob Jonkman. This has been CKMS Community Connections.